Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs nationally in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now, each week we come on the airways and we talk about various health topics important to you who are listening. And the man that helps me do that, the man behind the scenes, the man that develops the topics and puts together the show for us, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting in studio with me. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, today I wanted to talk about something that we all do every day, and we do it quite frequently every day, and it has to do with breathing. And throughout my life, lung health has always been on my mind. I grew up with parents who both smoked, so the air that I lived with was really quite polluted. And back in those days, there was lead in the gasoline and a lot of air pollution. And so as a consequence, I remember often having difficulty breathing. And now that we're into October, this is the month for lungs in traditional Chinese medicine. So why is that?
Well, the energy of contraction, which occurs during the fall season, is associated with a metal element, which consists of the lung's large intestine and skin. And so the first part of this element this time of year correlates with the health and function of your lungs.
Mm-hmm. Now, other than the skin, I mean, the lungs are probably the most immediate organ to relate to your outside environment. And by that, I mean, you know, we can only live for a few moments without breathing air from the outside and bring it in into our bodies and bloodstream. So by the same token, I mean, we can go for a few days without water and a few weeks even without food. But is that why some people that say that breath is life?
Well, that certainly is appropriate. If we stop breathing, we cease to live. live, and why God made breathing free and why it's important for us to do it at a particular rate in an effort to maintain the taking in of oxygen and removing of the carbon dioxide as the body metabolizes and processes things physiologically.
Mm-hmm. And there are better ways to breathe than others as well.
There are better ways to breathe than others, yes.
So now, just to describe the physiology of this, the lungs have multiple chambers. And isn't it true that most people, when they're breathing, they're only using a small portion of their lungs?
Well, that is true, because most people, A, they breathe backwards, and B, they don't fully breathe in or fully breathe out. And when I say they breathe backwards, they're more above the diaphragm breathing, or chest breathing, which just involves using the lungs, as opposed to below the diaphragm, which would be belly breathing, which involves fully expanding the lungs and fully contracting the lungs. The pumping up and down motion of the diaphragm when you breathe fully in and breathe fully out actually helps massage your digestive organs and promote better digestion. The diaphragm itself is primarily for processing and releasing emotions, and so there's a lot that goes into breathing. And when I do an exercise in my class during my free healthcare classes, one of the things that we look at is we look to see how people are breathing, and we give them some instruction on how to properly breathe. And it's fascinating that probably 95% of the people that come to my free healthcare classes are breathing backwards.
Really? Breathing backwards. That's amazing. Now, what happens when you don't use that full capacity of your lungs?
Well, you're not getting the amount of oxygen that you could, which is going to hinder how the system functions. It's going to interfere with its efficiency. Oxygen is necessary for the brain. Everybody's aware of the fact that if you stop breathing, that the first thing that's going to have major problems is going to be your brain, because it's not getting the oxygen that it needs to survive. And so when a person doesn't breathe properly, or they don't breathe the way that they should, or they have some sort of pathology or disease that interferes with their ability to breathe, you're going to compromise brain chemistry and brain health, and since the brain regulates everything else within the body, the rest of your health is going to suffer as well.
Yeah, I guess you've got to keep your brain in top order if you want to be able to live properly and healthily. So now, if I understand it, the lungs, they take in the air, then they extract the oxygen from the air we breathe in, and from there, they send the oxygen to the heart. Now, since most of what is in the air we breathe isn't actually oxygen, does that mean that the lungs have to filter and exhale the parts of the air we don't need?
Well, air filters from the lungs to the bloodstream, goes to the heart, and then is sent to all the body tissues for tissue exchange to support the fuel to the cells, and then picks up carbon dioxide and brings it back to the lungs for expiration. So the process of breathing in, the oxygen getting into the blood pumping through the heart and then out to the rest of the body, so there can be the exchange at the cellular level in the vital organs and tissues and glands, and then picking up the waste product of carbon dioxide and making sure that it comes back to the heart, which then goes back to the lungs for breathing out and expelling and getting rid of the carbon dioxide.
So do the lungs both absorb the oxygen and also pull out the carbon dioxide the body doesn't need?
The lungs actually release it.
They just release it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you mentioned the diaphragm. Now, help me understand. Do the lungs actually do the work of breathing?
The lungs expand and contract with the inspiration and expiration of air, and it is assisted by the diaphragm, several other supportive muscles of the ribs and back and chest. And so the lungs themselves are the ones that expand and contract, but that only happens in a proper fashion if the other muscles associated with breathing are working as well.
So the lungs don't have any muscles themselves, per se?
No.
Okay. So the diaphragm, you just talked a bit about the diaphragm. The diaphragm is a kind of an interesting muscle in the body. It's different than most of them, and it really sits there sort of at the bottom of your rib cage and goes horizontally across your body. Can you talk a little bit about the diaphragm and how it actually works for you?
Well, it's actually not a horizontal. It's more of a dome-type structure, and when we breathe in, the lungs are supposed to expand. They're supposed to expand down, which forces the muscle belly of the diaphragm to also expand down, which means your abdominal contents have to move out of the way and your belly has to come out. And so the diaphragm has the ability to expand and contract based upon breathing in or breathing out. When you breathe in, your diaphragm should expand downwards. And when you breathe out, it should contract back up to its original position upwards. And that motion of up and down and expansion and contraction is what helps the body process and release emotion. And if you're not not allowing your diaphragm to expand and contract properly, then what you're doing is you're suppressing emotions, and those emotions will eventually create problems in the body and ultimately lead to pathology over time.
So would that be some of the reason that some people might be chest breathers is because they are holding back on expressing and releasing those emotions?
And that's pretty much all of us, because like I said, probably 95% of the people that come into my office, and I'm sure it's a good test survey, if you will. If 95% of the people that come into my office breathe backwards, then it's pretty likely that the rest of society also breathes backwards, which is, you know, one of the reasons why if you're holding on to these things and they get trapped in the lungs and they lead to lung pathologies or what have you, then, yeah, you're just setting yourself up for problems when you don't allow the body to function properly.
Now, you also mentioned that by breathing in the belly and allowing that diaphragm to go move down and push the organs of the lower abdomen out of the way, it's actually kind of giving a massage to the organs, and that must help with their health as well.
Absolutely. It helps with the digestive process. It gets the digestion moving better. For people who are constipated, you're probably a belly breather. You're not letting go of things appropriately. And I'm sorry, you're a chest breather. And if you're not belly breathing, then you're not massaging those organs and promoting peristalsis and promoting normal excretion of your food material.
Now, I would imagine you said that there are other muscles that are involved. So would those muscles, if you're a chest breather, it's going to be one group of muscles. And if you're a belly breather, does it involve different muscles?
Yes. If the muscles that should be involved with breathing are the intercostals between the ribs, your abdominal muscles, your chest muscles, the muscles associated with your back. You know, you got muscles, your upper trapezius muscles. All these muscles work together to help the lungs expand and contract. So there's lots of muscles involved, and all those have to be working properly.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do breathing issues happen? I mean, is there a difference between, say, lung issues and sinus issues and bronchial issues, or are those all interconnected?
They're interconnected in a sense that they're all involving the respiratory system, but yes, each represents a different problem. Lungs are associated typically with grief. Sinuses are associated with thoughts of either I can't or I won't. Bronchial issues are associated with a combination of both. When you look into it, your ear, nose, and throat specialist or your pulmonologist is going to deal with each part separately, but ultimately the system works together. That system works with your digestive system and your skin system, and making sure that all of those work together and are coordinated properly is important for overall health and balance.
Well, that's terrific. You know, this is a great show. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about some of the issues that face people who are having trouble with breathing.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. And today we're talking about breathing and respiratory issues and how that affects your overall health. And Mark, I'm sure you got more questions.
Well, I wanted to talk about some of the specific things that challenge people with their breathing and that have an impact. And so a lot of these actually affect children, particularly things like asthma. And so what exactly is asthma?
Well, it's a respiratory condition marked by spasms in the bronchi of the lungs, causing difficulty in breathing. It usually results from an allergic reaction or other form of hypersensitivity, and it essentially is the inability to release air properly from the lungs, making a person feel like they're suffocating.
Hmm. Now, what about cystic fibrosis? Is that another childhood health problem?
Yes, it is. It's a hereditary disorder affecting the exocrine glands. It causes the production of abnormally thick mucus, leading to the blockages of pancreatic ducts, intestines, the bronchi, and often resulting in respiratory infections.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What about pneumonia? That's something that people catch. It's a virus or a bacteria, right?
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton just recently had that.
That's true.
Lung inflammation caused by bacterial or viral infections in which the air sacs fill with pus and may become solid. Inflammation may affect both the lungs, which would be double pneumonia, one lung, which would be single pneumonia, or only certain lobes, which would be called lobar pneumonia.
Uh-huh. Now, what about this thing called COPD I keep hearing about in television ads? What is that?
Yes, the ads of I am R-I-C-K and I have COPD, and people reciting these things. And COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is a progressive disease that makes it hard to breathe. Progressive meaning the disease gets worse over time if you don't address the restrictions within the person.
So is it like asthma, where the difficulty is getting the air out of your lungs?
In COPD, less air flows in and out of the airways because of one or more of the following. The airways or the air sacs lose their elastic quality. The walls between the air sacs are sometimes destroyed. The walls of the airways become thick and inflamed, and the airways make more mucus than usual, which can ultimately clog them. And the nice thing is that there's lots of things that can be done naturally to help that situation. Just the person needs to be open to it, because your doctor is essentially going to give you a life sentence and tell you that it'll never get better. And there's lots of things that can be done to help it get better.
And that's true of all the other things we were talking about too, as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So now, we were speaking earlier about the emotions that connect to the lungs and how much impact they have. Particularly, you mentioned grief, but I mean, all the expressions that we have of our emotions comes through our breath: laughter, tears. These all involve breathing.
Yes, they do.
So why do they say that laughter is the best medicine?
Well, it releases positive energy and allows for the expression of positive energy throughout the whole body. And so by having an overabundance of that kind of positive energy that you are now expressing through laughter means that every single one of your cells is filled with laughter and lightness and joy and health and balance and radiant, all of those things.
And it's good exercise too.
If done properly and get as much muscle involvement as possible, yes. I mean, you see, you ever see a little kid laughing, uncontrollably, and it affects their whole body. And it infects the other people around them, because when a kid's laughing like that, it's hard for you as an observer not to sympathize and empathize with them and start laughing yourself.
It reminds me of a funny exercise I did in high school where we would all lay down on the ground and we put our head on the next person's stomach, and one of us would start to laugh or even just move our stomach in a way like we were sort of fake laughing, and pretty soon everybody was just rolling around laughing, and it was a very funny exercise.
Absolutely.
So now, the other flip side of laughter, of course, is what happens to your emotions when you hold on to them. And one of the emotions that you're likely to hold on to is grief. So why is it that grief relates to this time of year?
Well, the energy builds up and is stored in the associated organ or gland and leads to dysfunction or wherever the trapped emotion resides. And grief itself affects how the lungs function. It is the chief pathological emotion associated with the lungs. And, whenever you go to a funeral or something like that and you watch somebody who's releasing their grief and their emotion and everybody's aware of and then you like breathe out and then all that wave passes and then another wave builds up and then you got to breathe out. And so what's important is that we release these emotions by allowing ourselves to breathe out fully so that we can transfer all that grief emotion and the associated emotions out of the body.
So why is grief so hard for some people to release?
Well, because we don't allow for it. We we've created a mindset that grieving is a sign of a weakness, and as you are expressing, you're being hurt, and we never teach people how to go about it properly, and we should all be embarrassed when we lose control, so we have a tendency to eat it and swallow it and don't express it. My personal perspective is releasing those emotions actually is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. But society teaches, you know, I remember Tom Hanks yelling at the ladies in whatever the movie was, where there's no crying in baseball. And it's like, well, you know what? If you are emotionally moved to the point of tears, then of course there's crying. There's crying in everything. And it's a healthy process, but it makes other people uncomfortable. So we just teach people not to do it.
But in point of fact, I mean, this release of emotions and experiencing your grief, that's really part of the healing process.
It is.
So, you know, at the time of loss, the grief can be really consuming. And down the road, when you have some distance, you're not going to experience that experience will actually help formulate who you are.
Yes, it can. And what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And grief is one of those emotions that helps us grow and become stronger. And so it's important to experience, feel, and move through and express and release those emotions that do serve us, but it's not something that we want to hold on to.
Well, this is, you know, once again, another fascinating conversation to have with you, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions I'd like to ask you about breathing and what you do to help people with that.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about breathing and the importance of breathing and diseases associated with breathing and what breathing represents and all things breathing.
Yeah, so when somebody comes into your practice, is that something that you assess about a person, is how they're breathing?
Yeah, I mean, we talk to them about the importance of properly breathing. And I mean, if I'm looking at them and they're obviously breathing backwards, we're going to point that out. We're going to have a long discussion about, well, not really a long discussion, probably about a 5 to 10 minute conversation about how to breathe properly and demonstrate for them how to breathe properly, because it all starts with breath.
Yeah. And are there specific breathing practices that you would show them?
Yeah, I'd show them how to breathe properly and get them to get out of their head and to drop into their belly so that they can actually fully breathe into their belly so that things start to function better.
No, I imagine that when somebody starts breathing properly who hasn't, that they may start to experience a lot of emotions that they're not used to dealing with. So how do you help them through that process?
Well, we help them appreciate that the breathing is the releasing of those trapped emotions. And if they haven't been breathing properly, then yes, those emotions may come to the surface. And if they come to the surface, it's important to reflect upon them, but to release them fully and know that this is something that you've been through, know this is something that has affected you, and take the time to allow that effect to run its full course rather than continually, you know, being the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about someone who maybe has just experienced a major loss? They've lost a job, a loved one. How do you help them pass through that period of grief with breathing?
Most importantly is let them talk about it, empathize with them, and let them know that they are not alone in their grief. And most importantly, you need to listen to whatever it is that they're looking to release and be supportive of their ability. If you're going to be there for them in that capacity, then then it's more about you listening than it is about you offering a solution. It's about allowing them to express how they feel so that they're in the process of releasing it rather than holding on to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you are a chiropractor by profession, how does chiropractic care help with breathing?
Well, that's a great question, Mark. You know, chiropractors are involved with getting rid of nerve interference, and so chiropractic adjustment is going to free up the nerve interference specifically to the lungs and allow the impulses to flow more naturally to allow the communication from the brain to the lungs and from the lungs back to the brain to flow more easily, which allows for the whole system to function in a more easy fashion.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that you pay attention, as we've been talking about, to all the aspects of a patient's life. So what are some of the other modalities that you would employ to help somebody with their breathing issues?
Well, we definitely look at nutrition, because you are what you eat, and when you're putting crap into your body's going to run like crap. So nutrition is the major pillar. Then we have homeopathy to help get rid of the trapped toxins that are manifesting because of improper nutrition or improper physiology. Of course, we do the chiropractic spinal manipulation to free up any of the nerve interference. We do allergy elimination if the asthma that somebody's experiencing is allergy related. And of course, the emotional healing and balancing that we've been talking about through this whole show.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, it really defines you as a different type of healthcare provider when you approach things and you take a sort of a holistic, not a sort of a holistic, but really a holistic approach. Is this a way that you have to relate to your patients? And I know that you tend to take more time with your patients than, say, other practitioners might.
Yes, I do. I mean, my exam and consultation for a new patient is typically an hour and a half, and we're going to evaluate all your systems and every aspect of how your health is functioning based upon what the history shows and even some things that the history doesn't show. And people are always fascinated when they leave the office in terms of, A, they have a better understanding of what they're experiencing. B, they have a more well-rounded approach to understanding how to restore balance to their body, and we let them leave with a plan, a specific plan of action, so that they know exactly what steps they need to take, what their responsibilities are, and then we talk about what the expectations can be.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, you know, what you're really striving for is to find a way to put that person back in balance, because the nature of our own bodies would be, if we're imbalanced, to have a healing condition.
Absolutely. And appreciate for the listener that my purpose is to support people to their highest level of health using the most well-rounded, multifaceted approach to address the person as completely as possible. And it is different for everyone who comes to see me, as we all have different concerns. And you know, the medical model is a one-size-fits-all. Everybody gets the same medication. Everybody gets the same treatment protocol. It's the standards of care. But at the end of the day, you're an individual and you need to be treated as an individual. And so if you have individual problems, just because it's given the same name as somebody else doesn't mean that it's affecting you or impacting your life the same way as it does everybody else. And so we need individualized care, and we have the time, we have the tools, and we do what we have to in order to give people the most well-rounded care possible.
And speaking of individualized care, I mean, each person that's listening to this show is getting some general information, but I'm sure that people have their own specific questions for their own specific circumstances, and you do make yourself available to answer those questions. And if people would like to reach out to you and ask a question about their own personal situation, what's the best way to do that?
They should either call my office directly at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. They can come to a free healthcare class every Tuesday evening at 6:30. You know, whatever it takes. At the end of the day, it's important to get them the information that they need so that they can get back in control of their health rather than passively allowing the healthcare system that we currently have to just dictate everything.
Well, I applaud you, and I recommend anybody that wants to take control of their own healthcare situation to contact you to tune back in next week when we do another one of these shows, and there's always good information.
Yes. As a listener, I appreciate your listenership. I will ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.